Another round of linemen catching kickoffs. Short preseason week wrapped up with a final full practice Tuesday as the Jags prepare for the Atlanta Falcons. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars back on the practice field today for over 2 hours, the final full tune-up before Thursday's game at the Georgia Dome. Chad Henne will get some snaps in the start Thursday night. You'll get a good look at Matt Scott and Mike Kafka as well. And with Blaine Gabbert injured and the status uncertain in the coming week or so, the Jags could keep three quarterbacks on the roster. That third spot could come down to who has the better performance against Atlanta.
They're going to get a great opportunity. So, and that's why you're seeing our practice reps accordingly. I told you before, it was a tough situation for them because they might not have gotten many practice reps against the service team getting prepared. This week they've gotten a lot more. So it'll be a great evaluation for them, see how they, you know, handle it.
Matt Scott is the undrafted rookie out of Arizona, and he'll see significant time Thursday night in Atlanta. Good arm strength and mobility. Scott is ready for that final preseason tune-up and another chance to put some work on tape.
It's a real important week, like you said, final week, and, you know, just want to show these guys that, you know, I can lead this team and, you know, put some points on the board.
Beyond that, though, what else do you need to prove this last week?
You know, that I can, you know, take control of the offense. You know, just really just go out there and execute. And not have can't have penalties like we had before in the previous preseasons. But I think we got that resolved, and you know, we'll see how we do on Thursday.
Some other notes from Tuesday: tight end Mercedes Lewis and linebacker Russell Allen out today, and will be out for the game Thursday night. Today was Justin Blackmon's final day of practice before serving a 4-game regular season suspension. Blackmon is expected to play Thursday in Atlanta. And the Jaguars walk through Wednesday morning and then travel to Atlanta Wednesday afternoon. Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier tells us what to expect Thursday night against the Falcons.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And the preseason finale is Thursday, and if it's frontline stars you want, well, this game ain't for you. If the starters do play in Atlanta, they won't play long, which makes sense even for a young, developing team. The last preseason game is about evaluation, and 10 days before the season opener, there's little to evaluate in the starting lineup. There was tight competition won by Blaine Gabbert at quarterback, and Allen Reisner played his way into a role when the team goes two tight ends. But outside of that, offensive line, set. Receiver, set, with Ace Sanders apparently starting early with Justin Blackmon out. Defensively, six new faces start, but little doubt who those starters will be. Now, this doesn't mean the Jaguars are set overall going into Thursday. The second half will be about deciding a lot of reserve positions. On the defensive line particularly, competition will be fierce among players such as Ryan Davis, Andre Branch, DeAnthony Smith. That makes Thursday worth watching, and a lot of guys fighting for spots will play come the regular season. Such is the nature of 53-man NFL roster. But as far as starters, well, Maurice Jones-Drew won't play, and most of the other guys you know well won't play much either. If that doesn't make great television, it does make sense. You don't risk starters 10 days before the opener. And for the Jaguars this season, there's not much to decide among those guys anyway.
Thank you, John. Jaguars-Falcons kickoff Thursday at 7:30. Look for all the postgame coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.